But that's why Jesus said that you and I needed to make sure that we're accounted worthy. Many from the past did not understand when this planet passed. They looked at it as a comet. They didn't understand the effects on planet Earth and connect it with what was happening. Volcanoes erupting, earthquakes, and whole cities were buried instantly. Land masses sinking and others rising. Tidal waves beginning to pound the sea coasts of every nation on Earth. Severe weather, fires that seemingly couldn't be put out. Floods in different locations because the gravitational pull, as it began to build up, the closer it got to Earth and the sun. Droughts, and of course that's accompanied by food shortages. Some ancient writers in their texts that were uncovered by the British Museum of Natural History simply noted what they said was a foreboding sign in the sky. They called it the messenger of the prophets. This was when Planet X went across the sky. Notice what it says in Jeremiah chapter 30 of the Bible. Jeremiah chapter 30. I'll start in verse 4 through verse 7. Jeremiah 30, verse 4 through verse 7. These are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. So these are the primary peoples that God has dealt with. He chose them out of all the peoples on earth. They were to be the example of righteous living. They've never been. Verse 5, for thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. We've always attributed that to nuclear war, chemical, biological agents when they came. But now it puts a whole different slant on things. Verse 6, ask you now and see whether a man does travail with child. What would make someone so scared that they would hold their stomach and bend over with pains like birth pains? Why? If you've ever seen the movie Deep Impact, you can understand a little better about asteroids hitting the Earth and what it did to it. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins and as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. Yes, this is going to be the time of Jacob's trouble, but we've already been assured that 10% will be saved, and the church, some will be protected, those that seek God by watching and praying, and that they will also be kept out of contact with the hour of temptation. When this thing goes so close that we will see landscapes just disappearing, crumbling, the New Madrid fault line breaking loose, and there's even been theories, and this is all it is so far, that when this thing comes, the gravitational pull will be so strong that there will be an eastern and a western United States with a great river 20 miles wide going from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. There's even others who have said along the Red River that it will also, that quake line will also break, and Texas could become an island pushed up because of this great tidal waves that are coming in the gravitational pull. Yes, Planet X never does collide with any other planet or the sun in the universe. God made it that way. There's been a recent understanding of what is called repulsion force, and that's what keeps it from colliding with the sun and the earth and other planets as they draw near. However, when it does come through the Oort belt beyond Pluto, that's when it begins to draw with it asteroids and comets. And so when you begin to understand the trumpets being opened in the Bible, Then you begin to understand where these things are coming from, because first you've got the great earthquake and all of a sudden the ceiling to preserve people alive, and mainly God's people alive, and then enough of the other human beings to start the race over. And then the resurrection when Christ comes to repopulate the planet and to conclude the salvation process for the last 1,000 years. But yes, there will be tsunamis in the oceans. Tidal waves will get very high. Storms will increase the closer it gets. Floods will take place. There'll be seismic activity as earthquakes continue. And if you get a chart, which one person sitting in this auditorium has done in the past, furnish me with information about earthquake activity since 1900. And you will see, since the first time when they began to think there was a 10th planet out there, since then, earthquake activity has increasingly, decade by decade, gotten stronger. Higher intensity earthquakes, right on down to the very moment which we live. Yes, these things are coming. You and I are not going to escape them. No one on earth will, unless God Almighty counts us worthy. It will take place. Some of the things that are happening on planet Earth right now have been attributed to sunspots, until scientists begin to object and say that can't be true. It's all because of the gravitational pull beginning to take hold from planet X as it comes closer and closer. And so it is, the global warming thing that we hear about is not from our exhaust coming out of our gasoline tanks and so on, our automobiles. It attributes to it, but no, it's because of the gravitational pull of this planet and the excitement inside the core of the Earth, heating it up. And therefore, the Earth is getting warmer, but there is a reason for it, a natural reason, not what you and I have done to this planet. There was an article that came out of a Reuters press in September 13th, the year 2000, by a Mr. Andrea Shutskin. And he said that the Parliament of Russia met. It's actually called the Politburo there. And they decided they had to anticipate a chain of disasters due to hit their country in the year 2003. And they went on to say that they had come to the conclusion that the very existence of Russia as a nation was even under question when this happened. We don't know when it'll be. We can only look at what scientists, astronomers say with all of their computer technology and so on. But you and I can know one thing for sure. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus and you make the majority. If he says that you have been counted worthy by the life you live, by the desire you have to obey him, no one can take that protection away from you. No one. If a husband lives godly in Christ Jesus, but the wife doesn't, the husband may be sealed, but the wife not. If the wife lives godly, but the husband doesn't, the other way around. If both are living godly, they can be sealed. God is looking to the heart. He always has. He always will. He wants each and every one of us to be circumcised in heart so that we can be accounted worthy. He didn't put these words in the pages of the Bible for no reason at all. He laid them bare in there for us so that we at the end of the age would be able to understand what is going to happen and why we should actually strive with all of our being to keep a permanent attitude of mind to obey our Savior. In Luke chapter 21, I'm going to skip a great deal of the information that I wanted to present, but I'll do it at another time maybe. Luke 21, though, once again, Jesus is talking about the end of the age. In verse 11 I'm just going to read the last part. It says, great signs shall there be from heaven. Great signs. Thank you.